At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Larry Richard with the president and CEO of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick. Andy, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
I always love talking to you because you're so passionate about what you do. I always learn things, and I love the history of the region in particular. And now some exciting things have happened, like the generous donation you got to help bring kids into the museum. That's pretty special.
It's amazing, Larry. The Caymans, Dan and Carol, saw fit to help us achieve one of the goals that's been in our strategic plan at the History Center for many years, and that's to make it free for kids to visit whenever they want to. And we're talking kids age 17 and under can come to the History Center without paying admission beginning September 1st. That's when it's going to kick in. And whether they come with a family or whether they come by themselves or with a school group, kids' admission will be free at the History Center forever.
That is just spectacular. And when you think about it, and you know this firsthand, Andy, it's our young people, too. We want to engage. We want them to learn the history of the region, and there's so much to see and experience there.
You're right, Larry. Demographers call them Gen Z, Generation Z. You remember the baby boomers and Gen Xers and millennials. Well, this is Gen Z. They're the ones who are 17 and under, and they are the future of America. And it's our mission, especially as we begin the 250th anniversary of the United States commemorations in 2026, we want every American to be able to pass the citizenship test, to know as much as a new citizen about our history and civics. So we're really doubling down on that educational initiative, and making kids free, I think, will help.
Andy, out of curiosity, how do you tailor the approach that you use, the way in which you communicate with that younger generation?
Well, first thing, you have to talk to the younger generation and understand what they're interested in. And we have a group of 100 advisors from that generation, Gen Z, who tell us, hey, we want to learn while we're eating pizza. We are interested in trivia contests. We like to learn online, whether it's TikTok or Instagram. So we have to learn to speak their language. At the same time, we want them to come to the History Center and see the real stuff of history, whether it's a lock of George Washington's hair or the sleigh that the Biddle brothers used when they broke out of the Allegheny County Jail in 1902. And try to tell stories in a way that engage that audience. Because people, as you know, are interested in people, the stories of people. And that's what we try to do at the Heinz History Center.
We're with Andy Masick, who heads the Heinz History Center. And Andy, that's not the only big news you have with getting the kids in free coming up in September and then in perpetuity, which is in and of itself tremendous. But Pittsburgh Planning Commission gave you a vote of confidence and 8-0, and I don't know that they agree on anything, even that it's Tuesday, to approve the expansion. So talk us through what the future holds for the Heinz History Center.
Well, as you know, the History Center is located in the Strip District, right next to the Convention Center, close to the Cultural District. And we are going to expand the footprint of the History Center, nearly doubling it. So it will be a full city block between 12th and 13th, Smallman and Penn Avenue. We're adding 92,000 square feet, which will allow us to add three major new exhibition galleries. We'll have an exhibit on the three rivers and the people who came from around the world to inhabit this, the forks of the Ohio, as they used to call it. And then a Mr. Rogers exhibit, all about Mr. Rogers and his philosophy. And then innovation and industry. We'll take the story from 250 years ago, right up to present. So you'll learn about AI and energy and robotics and EDS and MEDS, as well as steel and glass and aluminum, those traditional industries of Pittsburgh. There'll also be an auditorium where you can watch a film about why is Pittsburgh here and why are Pittsburghers the way they are. And we have an arrangement with Visit Pittsburgh, our official convention and visitors bureau, to be the official welcome center for Pittsburgh. So when you come in the front door of the History Center by November of this year, you'll find a state-of-the-art welcome center where you can get visitor information, you can watch a film, you can charge your iPhone, you can use the bathrooms. So we're excited about this expansion that will unfold over the next 2 years.
So you're projecting in just 2 years you're going to be ready to open all three phases?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? But if all things go well, and you're right, the Planning Commission gave us the green light, and if you drive down Penn Avenue today, you'll see that the demolition is complete of the old buildings that were behind the History Center on Penn Avenue. And that's where that expansion will begin. By fall or by the end of this year, you'll see cranes on the site of the History Center.
Andy, that's so exciting for the region and back-to-back Best Museum nod. And we got, as you know, a lot of out-of-towners coming here in April. I don't know if you heard about it. The NFL draft. I'm sure that.
Well, aren't we lucky to have the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum co-located at the Heinz History Center? So we're polishing off all of our stories from the Immaculate Reception to Hannes Wagner. They'll learn everything about Western Pennsylvania sports. And as you know, we're the cradle of quarterbacks. Who knew? There must be something in the water here in Western Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Andy, exciting days ahead. Thanks for sharing. Always good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for checking in, Larry. And there's more history to be made here in Western Pennsylvania.
Andy Masick, President and CEO of the Heinz History Center in the Strip District of Pittsburgh. I'll tell you, it is, Paul, the Strip is happening. If you haven't been lately.
Exactly. If you go and you haven't been in a couple of years, you're going to see things you haven't seen before. You might even get disoriented.
It's spectacular. So Smallman Street, where the old terminal is all new now and all open.
That's where the Walk of Fame is.
Where the
Bronze Stars are going.
Just announced yesterday the top 10 out of the gate. This will be the inaugural class. October 20th, by the way, Michael Keaton expected, he's one of them, to be there for the ribbon cutting. But they're going to put these, like they have in Hollywood, this Walk of Fame right there on the terminal sidewalks. And that's going to start a whole conversation. It already has about should be in.
There's going to be 10 more next year.
Absolutely. So it's exciting times in that strip area. Morning show. Larry Richard, and every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another professional from Independence Health System Expert Care here, and today it's Heidi Henkel, Manager of Talent Acquisition. And you can see Heidi with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also check out our new KDK Radio YouTube page. So, Heidi, we can see you on the radio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine. We're ready.
Wonderful.
Talent acquisition. So, for those that don't know, Independence Health System is over $1 billion nonprofit, and there's over 7,000 employees. And so, you're always looking for good personnel. So, where do we start?
Well, we are actually hosting a job fair this coming Thursday for the entire system. So we are encouraging and inviting anybody in those local areas to come visit us to learn about healthcare careers. So we're hosting this event in three different locations. So we're trying to capitalize on being able to provide an opportunity for people in all areas. So in the Butler area, we're hosting the event at the Butler Memorial Hospital, and that is going to be in the Tower Lobby, and that will be from noon to 4. The Clarion Hospital will also be inviting guests to come learn about healthcare careers in the boardroom at Clarion Hospital. And then in Greensburg, we are hosting our event for all three hospitals in that location, which would be La Trobe Hospital, Frick Hospital, and Westmoreland Hospital, as well as all of the surrounding area doctors' offices and businesses at the Westmoreland Mall. And that will be in the front of the JCPenney lower court. That will be from 11 to 4. So Butler is noon to 4, Clarion is noon to 4, and Greensburg Westmoreland Mall is 11 a.m. to 4.
All right. That said, you've probably piqued some interest. People looking for employment, what jobs are available outside of obviously physicians and nurses, but there are a lot of important staff positions at any healthcare system.
Yeah, we actually right now have needs in a variety of areas, requiring a variety of education and experience. So someone could come in without any education and experience in healthcare and get a position with us, or come into the niche fields that do require the education. So we have anything from positions in our imaging departments, in our labs, in our doctor's offices. We have administrative type positions, rehab services, just a variety of positions, including, you know, our environmental services departments, our nutrition services departments. So all of our jobs are posted online, and you're able to explore those opportunities prior to coming, if you'd like to do that, or just talk directly with the recruiter at the event.
Now, what should people bring to be prepared?
I would say, you know, you don't have to have a resume. So don't not come if you don't have one prepared. That would be helpful, though. We will provide an opportunity to give us some information prior to talking to a recruiter. So I would just say bring yourself. And if you have a resume, great, bring that too.
And you know what's really cool these days, Heidi, is the fact that you can use these artificial intelligence apps. And if people are overwhelmed about, to your point, a resume, you can just... Mm-hmm. Share this with your AI friend and say, look, here's my resume. You can talk it in and it'll give you some bullet points. So at least you even have a one page, or it can instruct you on what to do. It's really that simple. So I don't want people to be intimidated not to come because they don't feel their resume is up to par. You know, also personal relationships, how you interact with other people are really critical, right? So what are you looking for?
Absolutely. I will say, and to your point, interestingly enough, we really do look for good customer service skills. So, you know, just having that ability to interface with people. Now, there are roles that don't require that. There are non-customer facing roles as well. But, you know, just being able to interface with people, have compassion, empathy. We are in healthcare. We are serving a client group that is, you know, not in their best state at in some situations, most situations.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, we have a real dedication to providing excellent patient care. So we're looking for personalities that are also interested in doing that in the community.
All right. Where are you sending people to get details and more information?
Absolutely. So you can go to our career site, which is right on our website at independence.health.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
And go to the careers tab, click on the careers tab, and you're able to go ahead and search all of our openings. If someone can't attend the event, we'd still love to hear from you. So you have an opportunity to call or text us. The number for that would be 724-672-0101. And we also have an ability on our careers page for you to directly email recruitment. And there's an email address for the recruitment team. So there's a variety of ways to get in touch with us.
Well, good luck Thursday and beyond. We highly encourage people to reach out. Even if you're curious, if you're looking for employment, this is a great opportunity. And to Heidi's point, in healthcare, you really are reaching out to the community when they need you most. So it's a great career and dedication. Heidi, thanks and good luck. Good to see you on the radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. Heidi Henkel, who is the manager of talent acquisition of Independence Health System, expert care here. Help us with our backpack program. We're supporting Pittsburgh Public Schools, KDK Radio, along with 93.7 The Fan, WAMO, WAMO 107.3. I know that Bubba and Mel from our Star Station 2, this is a big deal, presented by Target Freight Management. So if you can help us by purchasing backpacks, dropping them off, we're already accepting those. School's right around the corner. We have locations, drop off at Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson at Northway Mall, or you can check our drop-off sites at kdkradio.com. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance Annuities and Member Benefits since 1892. Today, it's going to be hot, hot, hot. So who else do we want to talk to but meteorologist Ron Smiley, who you see on KDK television, and now you can see him on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And now, Ron, we also have our YouTube page at KDK Radio, the YouTube. So we're everywhere, and so are you. I love your location there. I see you're down at Gateway with a fountain in the background.
Yes. Tried to get something, a little eye candy for you there. I hope that people can go over to your YouTube page, because, Larry, I've heard that we both sound very similar on the air, so maybe they won't be able to tell when it's you talking or me talking. So, yeah, I've been told several times that we sound similar. So,
well, I'm much taller on the radio. When people meet me, they usually go, "Is that all the taller you are?" I said, "Ah," but that goes back to my days at KDK TV. So, as you know, a lot of people every day focused on the weather. It's the most important thing to people's daily activities. And when it gets this hot, yeah, it gets actually dangerous for some people.
Yeah, I mean, we have the heat advisory that's in place today through 8 o'clock. We're looking at those heat index values, 100 to 105. But Larry, I got to tell you, it has been just hot all summer long. One of the stats that just going through climatology here in Pittsburgh that I saw, we are number 4 right now when it comes to since June 1 of seeing hours above 75 degrees. So it's not just those highs. Today will be the 12th day so far this year that we've hit the 90 degree mark. We normally average 10 of those, but it's also between the highs and the lows. We have just stayed so warm, even when we're not peaking this summer. I think a lot of folks have seen that. And it's that humidity level also that's been really giving us those downpours that have dumped some big rain totals in some spots over the last couple of weeks too.
You're right. The humidity here feels like, to some people, how the South is most of the time in the summer, right? We're not used to this consistent high humidity here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You know, dew point right now is 71. Normally, we use 70 degrees as a cutoff when we start to mention a more tropical air mass that's in place. And I can tell you, I've been here now for 10 years in Pittsburgh, as crazy as that sounds. And this is the time that I don't remember a time where we have seen so many 70 degree dew points than what we have seen so far this year.
And that said, it looks like we're going to get a break for this weekend. Wow. Because we haven't had a weekend that is had everything lined up. We've had a couple of sunny days, but they've been hot, but maybe not 90, you know, 82. But this looks like a spectacular weekend ahead.
I'm bracing myself that someone's going to complain and say that it's not warm enough to be at the pool and for me to fix that weather. But yeah, no, we're going to be looking at 70s, upper 70s, near 80 still for high temperatures Friday and Saturday. Sunday's high right at 80 degrees. Our humidity levels are going to be extremely low. I mean, we're talking about morning lows dipping into the 50s, low 50s at that in some spots. And if you're up into the Laurel Highlands, maybe you could be even seeing some 40s out there for morning lows.
That actually sounds good to me right now.
I think a lot of folks would think that that sounds pretty good, Larry.
Hey, Ron, how would you like to be in football pads today? Like the Steelers will be up in La Trobe today. That's going to be steamy today.
Yeah, first day in pads, and, you know, they were saying it was getting a little heated over the weekend with just how hot it is. Imagine it being hotter today and then also being in pads as well. I think that those tippers might be a little bit on the short side for since they're competing for some starting jobs.
Well, Ron, we enjoy your work on KDKA-TV. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Anytime.
Stay cool. Meteorologist Ron Smiley. So there, you saw that. They had a fountain down there in Gateway Center, Aaron. And we were down there for many years. We've been up here, geez, I'm trying to remember. So we had KDK Radio and TV together in Gateway 1 forever, it seemed like. And then we went through the entire construction process when they put in the subway. So downtown was always torn up.
Yep.
And then when they finished it, they moved us up here after
it
finally opened up.
That they had you guys. Like, I cannot believe that.
Well, you know what was cool? Radio was on the second floor and TV, most of it was on the first floor, including the studios. But there was a door in the radio studio that you could open that overlooked the studio. You could actually yell stuff if you wanted to.
That's what I'm imagining. When I was in college, we had a center for media innovation, and it kind of gave that off where over here they're doing this, over here you're doing that. So that's funny. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall during that time.
Well, very big weekend because you're going to be celebrating your birthday.
Yes.
You're not going to be here for your birthday on Thursday.
Mm-mm.
And it's a significant birth date for you.
Right. The only reason I wouldn't be here to celebrate it with you guys, I thought I'd reflect as I go into my third decade. What the heck?
So what are you going to do?
Well, tomorrow I actually will have a nice, or what am I saying? Today, I'll have a dinner with some friends.
Oh, this is like a week celebration.
Yeah. And
you only
again,
get one day.
I'm not normally someone who makes a big thing, but then sometimes I look back and I'm like, wow, I didn't celebrate with, and I actually don't typically celebrate with friends because I'm a people's person. I love making new friends, so it tends to overwhelm me. But I'll get dinner with some friends, sister-in-laws, things like that. And then we're going to go to the beach.
Which beach?
We actually haven't decided yet. Either Virginia Beach or Rehoboth Beach. And if we go to Rehoboth, you know what I'm doing with Pat Septak.
Pat Septak will be the one wearing some type of lederhosen playing his accordion on the boardwalk down there.
Yep. So,
all right. Well, you're going to good to go. The weather's going to be great this weekend. Maybe you don't want to go too far because
I know
be
I'm
here.
Thinking that.
We'll find a beach for you. No worries. I mentioned the Steelers. Steelers Fest is actually this Friday already at Legion Keener Park in Latrobe. And there's going to be live music, all kind of food, a climbing wall, games, inflatables for the kids, Steely McBeam and the Steel Line drum line. And I'll be kicking things off at noon till 2. And you can stop by, say, I'd love to see you guys. We'll talk Steelers. Meet Steelers legends John Banaszak and Chris Hope for autographs 3 to 5. Then cap it off with Friday Night Lights at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. Football like you've never experienced it before. It's big, it's bold, it's only in Latrobe. Plus, there'll be visits from some friends from Living Treasures Animal Park in Donegal. So we hope to see you at Steelers Fest this Friday, Legion Keener Park in Latrobe. And the weather looks great. That'll be fantastic.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk.
The building personnel said, you know, stay in place. There's an active shooter. Don't leave. Get away from the windows.
That man among the people in surrounding buildings locked down after a man with a rifle opened fire, killing 4 people, including a police officer, inside a Manhattan office tower.
And we've also learned in that tower on floors 5 through 8, the NFL has their offices, their headquarters, and that one of their employees was shot. We don't know the status, but there is a connection, apparently, to the NFL.
Yes, the young man who went on to shoot himself in the chest wanted his brain autopsied for signs of CTE, the degenerative disease of the brain caused by playing football in some cases. So we'll have to wait and see about that. He did not play anything further than high school, however.
And he's was 27 years old from Las Vegas, Nevada.
A heat advisory is in effect today from noon through 8 p.m.
Getting some water from my Brita, putting it in my water bottle, and just continue to hydrate.
There's a gentleman following Larry's advice to drink up.
Yes. Non-alcoholic to hydrate, by the way.
Oh.
If you like alcohol, it's not going to help you cool off. We'll put it that way.
And last night at Oracle Park.
The Pirates have won 6 of 7 after beating the San Francisco Giants 6-5 on Monday night. And the Pirates would take the lead for good in the 7th when Andrew McCutchen hit his 10th home run.
Yeah, he's special. And some people might have asked, well, you brought Andrew McCutchen back. A, he wanted to come back. He wanted to be here. He wanted to play. He continues to contribute. And I think he lifts the clubhouse on many occasions.
Well, he sure lifts the fan spirits, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. So kudos to Andrew, and how about them Bucks? 6 out of 7. Thank you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.